Blog Talk Radio.
I just love that song, Nelson, forever. God is going to love us forever. So why wouldn't you want to love him forever and ever and ever, all through eternity? Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And we're going to jump right into this lesson talking about understanding what it is
Good afternoon, Pastor Boozy. Thank you for that selection. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all the listeners. In Philippians 4 and 8, out of the King James, I'd like to read that. This is a beautiful scripture. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for all things that are spiritual, and that God has given us a way to test spirit by spirit. And Philippians 4 and 8 is definitely a way to test the spirit. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for those who are sick and shut in, those who are struggling, those who are bereaved, those that ask us to remember them in prayer, and those who want to be delivered from something so that God can love them forever and ever and ever, and that you know that you're living in the grace of God. We all have things that we need to be delivered from. God, may you come into our hearts and our mind, our body and soul, and deliver us all from all that is not of Christ, all that does not mimic Christ. I pray for a new president and pray for this country. I pray for his broadcast and our pastors, that God will protect them and continue to give them the word and let them follow the Holy Spirit and be obedient. And that we, as followers or listeners of this broadcast, do the same. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know, Evangelist Sharon, you and Pastor, y'all got something going on. You was looking at my notes. Well, that's where I wanted to start, because that's where we left off yesterday. And it's worth reading again. Philippians 4 and 8.
Praise
because
God.
St. John 1 says, 1 John 1, boy, says, 1 says, that we are to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it be the Spirit of Christ. Man, you must know if it's the Spirit of God or not. You need to know that. I need to know that. You need to know what you're following.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You need to have your understanding of what you're following. Not bits and pieces, not, well, I'll tell you later on. No, you need to know up front, because that becomes your choice. And yeah. let me remind you all, you know, you only got one life here, and then you got eternal life, or you got eternal damnation. You get one shot at this thing. On this side, according to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So, why you wouldn't take advantage of it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now
why you wouldn't
time.
Take advantage of that? We're going to start with Philippians 4:8, because this is how you try the Spirit. And hopefully, before the day is over, we're going to try the Spirit by the Spirit, just to show you how you can do this. Because a lot of times we put a lot of confidence in what people say and how they say it and all this. Well, today, bless God, you're going to know how to try the Spirit. All right.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think of these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection, and Evangelist Sharon for that powerful prayer. Amen. From the Message Bible, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, pathetic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome. So that's how you start. you start by saying, okay, well, let's see here. Let's see how it goes. Finally, now since we're coming to a conclusion of the matter here, finally, let's be able to tell the truth about some stuff. He says, so, yes. Brother, whatsoever things are true, it starts with truth. Well, let's see if it's true or not. Because depending on who says it, does that make it true? Absolutely not. The matter is, that don't mean it's true because this person says it. Well, you know what? Because you parked a car in a garage and you said, well, you know what? That's a vehicle because it's in the garage. And because certain people say it, then you take it as true. See? That's not true because Joe Willie said it, or this is a renowned man of God. This woman here, it came out of her own mouth. And if she says it, it has to be true. Get over it, man. Believe every spirit. Because every spirit is not of God. So what we put into our minds determine what comes out of our words. And the action, Paul is telling us to program ourselves to start listening to truth.
Yeah.
Y'all to find it now. Program yourself to listen to truth. So he says, if you'll hear this, right off the bat, he starts with truth.
Amen.
Like, for instance, I'm going to show you. Matthew 5:48. Will you read that for me, Evangelist Sharon and Pastor? Matthew 5:48. We're gonna see which if it's true or not.
Matthew 48, and the King James reads as follows. Devil. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up. Your kingdom subjects, now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others the way God lives toward you. Amen.
Wait a minute. You mean you can be perfect? I've been told all my life you can't be perfect. So I need to try this here. I need to see who's saying you can be perfect and who can't. Because my word says, which is true, or do I need to go through that? Do I need to show you thy word is true? Whatever truth is in the Bible, that's truth. Not my truth, the truth.
Amen.
Not a truth, but the truth. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the light. So what you going to believe? You going to believe what some lipstick preacher saying? Oh, well, you can't be perfect. See, you've been programmed to believe that old garbage. Sorry, you have. Sorry, I have.
Ooh, yes, we have.
Yeah, we got to double click. Hello.
That's right.
Hello. Don't act like y'all know what I'm talking about. You click on something and you don't get the whole thing, you double click and boom, the whole thing. You got to double click.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
You know what I'm talking about, Evangelist Sharon? Help me out here. Somebody help me out. You know, when you click on something and it's not all the way clear, you double click and you'll see it all. That's what you got to do with this. You got to double click. Because they said you ain't perfect. You need to double click and see what the words say. That's
Amen.
How you start finding out the truth. You say, okay, well, what the word say? He says, well, you know, in Philippians says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Let me see if it's true. That's the first thing you got to start doing, seeing if it's true.
Amen.
When somebody said, oh, you can't be perfect, well, let me start with the Bible. See, because you might stop right there. Some things you can't stop right there because you don't know if it's just pertinent truth, the historical truth, or a truth, but you want the truth. So you may have to double-click, go farther.
That's right.
But I don't have your attention yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to do James 4 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read that, Evangelist Sharon? Are you still with us, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Pastor, James 4 and 10. And the King James reads as follows. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. James 4 and verse 10. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. Amen.
Get serious. And see what God has to say about it. So then I'll take you to scripture like John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, the only thing going to make you free with stuff is truth. So that's why the writer said you start with truth and see if it's true or not. When somebody says, oh, you can't be perfect. Well, let's see. We need to try this. We need to try the spirit by the spirit and see if it's true or not. See if you can be perfect.
Yeah.
If you're still not convinced, you know what? Let me see. Maybe I need to look up the word perfect. See?
Mm-hmm.
The word perfect means complete. So, hey, man, you're complete in Christ. How I know that? Ephesians 2 and 10. See? So there's truth right there. Anybody understanding my case here? Am I building my case? Am I making sense to you yet?
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So which way do you go? You just tried the spirit. So you know what? I ain't believing them lies no more. I can be perfect. How can I be perfect? By being in truth. Who is truth? Amen. Christ is truth. How I know it's true? Because the word of God says it's true. If he said you can be perfect, what I need Willie Moe to tell me, oh, you can't be perfect. No, I ain't listening to you, man. I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
You might feel and you might think that you can't be perfect. So I ain't listening to that garbage. Well, you ain't listening to him. He's a mighty man. Now, I don't care what you think he is. That's what you think he is. Because you don't know no better.
All right.
But my Bible said whatsoever things are true, that ain't true. He ain't speaking true when he's telling people, millions and millions of people, you can't be perfect. And guess what they're going to do?
Believe it.
And they're going to repeat it. I don't know if y'all realize what happened on January the 6th. Everybody was repeating the same lie. Oh, we're going to take over the government. And then people went there with the idea, because one told that lie, all of them told the same lie. And they all believed the same lie, that they were going to take over the government. They thought they were going to overthrow they thought it was going to be a coup. Yeah. Because everybody starts saying the same thing, which was a lie.
Yeah.
We all know a lie's faster than the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But all know the truth is that way.
Yeah. Ooh, hallelujah, praise God.
So you learn to try spirits. And not just any spirit. Go there again. And I want you all to realize, because the enemy ain't going to stop there. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. That's
remember
right.
First John? I just want to argue my point, man. With that First John, Evangelist Sharon, 1 and 4, what was that, 4 and 1? With that First John 4 and 1? But in 1 John 4:1, it was talking about?
Yes.
Absolutely it was.
Yes.
But read the first four verses for me.
Okay. In the King James, 1 John 4:1, read as follows. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come is the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test for the genuine Spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came in actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers. For the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to Christ, denying the world. Amen.
Amen.
See, the world speak of the world thing. And they that are the spirit or Christ, they speak of Christ things or the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
So these people that are being tested, let me point out a few things too, because you should test, that's your right, that's your option. But these people that are being tested, not being tested properly. They're not using the right tools to test them.
All right. That's right.
It's kind of interesting.
Come on.
Right now, testing is an important thing in America. When you go in the grocery store, they want to test and see your temperature. They want to, and some people, now you ain't going to stick that thermometer in my mouth that you just brought out of their mouth. No, that ain't going to work. I got to ask them. See, sometimes you got to resort to other testing equipment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, they got equipment now. They can see you coming in the courthouse, and when you walk through, they already got your temperature. By the time you get to the sheriff, they're going to turn you around or let you through before you even get close to them, because they already see it's 97.8 right there. Bring them on. Let them come to the next place. See, because they're testing you.
All right.
Why am I telling you this? Because you ought to try the spirit. Don't believe every spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I see what's at 0.3. When you get here, they're going to test you again. And it better read the same.
Yeah.
See, that's what testing is all about. That's what trying is all about. Test these people who say they have God's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I want to point out, it don't say spirit. It say spirits. It said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Out of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are of God. But there's a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it is.
He said, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. See, not one false prophet, many false prophets.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Liars. Just in case you didn't know what a false prophet is, somebody who tell lies.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's how you get the trust. Mm-hmm. You get a chance to see if the preacher lying or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what the Messenger Bible call them preachers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lying preachers. That's what it says. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A prophet is somebody who foretells something.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand that. So he said there are many of them that are telling stuff, but they ain't telling the truth. I mean, you know, you may call them clergy. Depending on where walk of life you come from, you can call them your minister.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
So you just can't believe every spirit, brothers and sisters. Sometimes you got to get away from them TV. Because you got to know what the bottom line is for these TV preachers.
All right,
you know, at the
end
of the day, you know that, right? You do know
that's
that, right?
They
can't be TV free. You know that, right? You know they can't ride their jets free. You know that, right? You know they can't ride, walk around in them tailor cut suits free. You know that. It ain't free.
That's
well,
right.
Guess what? Since they don't have a vineyard out of there that they're growing money, guess where they're going to get it from? Oh, wow, y'all are so smart. Y'all are so smart.
Mm-hmm.
I told you yesterday, and I'm going to tell you, if the gospel free, try it, make sure it's free.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen.
It shouldn't cost you nothing but your time. That's all it should. And that ain't costing you nothing. You getting something out the deal. Guess what you getting? You getting eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Because if they're not teaching you about eternal life, see, try the spirit. That's all I say to do. Somebody says, well, how you could be such an expert? No, I'm not an expert. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. How you do that? Well, you try that. She said, well, Lord, let me humble myself to your Word. Let me see what you got to say.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's how you humble yourself. You don't run up in some building. See, that's how you try the Spirit by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Humbling yourself to the Lord, what that means? What does that mean? How you try that? You need to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go and I up on my knees and I humble myself. I lift my hands up to you, Lord. That ain't humbling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because some preacher tell you, with every eye closed, every head bowed, don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it. I never forget when we were talking about that one time evangelist Renee said, you know what, them people over there in South Carolina, she said, you right, Pastor, them people in South Carolina, if they hadn't had their head bowed and their eyes closed, they'd have saw that man with that gun, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
here, brothers,
yeah.
Sisters, even with that, I try the spirit. You know the Bible tells us to lick like a dog? Guess how a dog licked the water? With his eyes open looking at you. A dog ain't going to look down there and not lick no water without looking at you. Yeah. Have a dog sense. Please have dog sense.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. They sure do, Pastor.
Yeah. But what we got to do is try spirits. And I just gave you one illustration. I said, finally, brother, now I'm giving you the deal here. Whatever things are true. If you can't get past truth, then whatever things is honest. What's honest about that? Can I be honest? Yes. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, that's honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had an experience to understand that. But I'm trying the spirit by the spirit, and these are the tools I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know the word of God is pure, so I can try it with the word.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I know the word of God is of good report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I can think on this stuff here. I just tried the word by this formula here, by these words here. I've tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come forth pure gold. So it's good then.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes in refining things, I'll never forget, you know, sometimes you put more heat to it. You got to put heat to some stuff. If you really want to get all the impurities out, put it to the truth.
Yeah.
You want to see if it's pure, put it in the furnace. Turn that sucker up about 7 times. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it's true, if it's honest. Honesty there. Let's see if it's pure. Let's see if it's right. How about that?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whatsoever stuff, that means right. So let's see whatever, see if it's right. See, when you put more fire to it, the more impurities going to come out. And the
more impurities
coming out. The heat you put to it, the more impurity. And eventually, that's how you get pure gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all ain't heard.
Say that.
Y'all ain't heard. Say
that.
If you want to see if what they're saying is true, see, say, okay, well, the word of God say, you perfect, then Christ perfect, right? Yeah, say, yeah. They know, they'll say that quick. Yeah, Christ. Well, then, see, just put the heat to them. So, well, then you're in Christ, aren't you? Yes, I am. Well, then if you're in Christ and Christ perfect, see what I'm saying now?
You perfect. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can use that same scenario with anything. Because there are people say, well, you know, and folks say, oh, well, you shouldn't stay on gay so much. Yeah, I got to stay on, because their eyes got to be open. I'm having mercy on them. I hurt for them that they believe in that lie rather than the truth.
Mm.
Romans 1 told me that. They believe in that lie. Teach them Christ saying Christ wasn't gay. Christ wasn't a homosexual. His life wasn't about sex. You know, that's the only reason somebody homosexual or gay is their life is about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher! And they do the best they can.
All right now.
What you think they gay? What you think that's about?
Mm-hmm.
And then do it spiritual. It has to do with the world's it don't have the world theology. Not God. Now, God don't speak like that. That's the world way of thinking. So they get offended at me because I'm trying to tell them, hey, your lifestyle is all predicated on sex.
Have mercy.
You want to have sex with something that, or you want to act like it's okay to have sex with something that God ain't gave you. Or it's okay to reverse the process. See, I just get down to the nitty-gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
How can you judge? I'm not judging. I'm just calling spade, spade, baby. If you're gay, what's your life about? What does that mean? I'm straight. That means that I'm a man, and I live according to my gender. Now, what's your thing here? And, you know, I don't care if Biden like it or not. He need to keep it like it is. Let them gay people be gay and let straight people be straight. You don't overrule straight people because you want to try to be a man, please. I ain't trying to please man. I'm trying to please God.
Amen, amen.
Well, you're right. You too. No, I'm on line with the word of God. That's what I do. I stay in line with the word of God. I want to stay with truth. So whatsoever thing is true. Well, you got a penis, that makes you a man. You got a vagina, that makes you a woman. I don't care what you feel. You know what? I think I need to do this, and there's so many people who back me up. That's right. And all of you going to hell. There's a place for all of you. Hell is real big. God had to show me how big hell was. I didn't think hell could hold these folks. But God showed me a lake of fire in the book of Revelation. were full of. In fact, they throw them and they burning their butts up, burn them up. Yeah.
Hammers.
I had to. Mm. You had to try these spirits, man. Where you think they're going? If God didn't allow that stuff to go on in heaven, what make you think he's going to allow it to go on? I mean, he didn't allow it with Satan. What make you think that he's going to allow it with you? He's not going to do it, man. That's not the God no. we serve.
Sorry. Amen. Amen.
Bubble. But it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're talking about being led by the right spirit. That's why this lesson is so important, brothers and sisters. I want you to get undergird with truth first. Before you just mm-hmm. act like, oh, I'm being led by the spirit. How you know? How you know? Are you trying spirits to see if the spirit been leading you? How is it leading you? It leading you that you, no, I love everybody. I don't know what they do. But you know what? I'm not going to hide behind a lie. I'm going to tell them the truth. I don't care if it's my own flesh and blood. They got to know the mm-hmm. truth. Truth got to be bigger than your flesh and blood. Yeah. See?
Yeah. Amen.
Y'all all probably know. I might have said something about what stuff I say. And I don't care. No, you think I care? No, sir. I only care what the Word of God say. Now, do that mean I can't be in error? No.
Amen.
I could be in error. But God's mm-hmm. going to show me. He's going to show me through his word.
Yes, he will.
My own flesh and blood told me, oh, you don't have the right to judge. I said, the devil is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I take it to the scripture, Pastor. I know we're running out. I'm going to tell y'all this, and I'm going to run. I had to take him to the scripture. You know
uh-huh.
where I took him to, right, Pastor? You
mm-hmm.
know where I took him, right, Pastor?
That's
what I took them there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Corinthians 2.
That's right. 2:16. Mm-hmm.
That's where I took them. But they that is spiritual, what they do, they judge all things. I'm spiritual. Yeah, I can judge.
Yeah.
I got that right. So
mm-hmm.
you think I'm going to walk around here and let people tell me, you can't judge? Yeah, the devil is a lie. That's what you've been told.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Who is he
mm-hmm.
to judge? Well, I'm spiritual, so I judge all things.
Yeah.
So I don't have to be judged by no man. But then who
yeah.
has known the mind of
Amen.
The Lord? We have the mind of Christ, so therefore he instructs us to how to judge.
That's it.
That's right, because
mm-hmm.
we're spiritual. But we're not
yeah.
trying to play with the flesh. We are spiritual.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
You want to tell
mm-hmm.
me, oh, you can't judge. I said, oh, no, baby, you got the wrong one. Talk to somebody that don't know. I am not a minor leaguer. I'm major league. I don't mind telling you.
All right.
Why you say that?
Amen.
Because we have the mind of Christ that make us major.
Yeah.
Majorly here, baby. So we had a
yeah. And that's in Corinthians 1.
Yeah,
I mean,
read that for us,
Pastor. Yes, yeah, 1 Corinthians 2, verses 15 and 16. It says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Did you read it, Evangelist Sharon?
Oops.
No, Pastor. In the King James, it reads as follows. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he hath instructed him, but we have the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, praise
God. See what
God.
We just did? We just judged. What you say,
mm-hmm.
Pastor?
Oh, I was going to read it out of Message Bible, Pastor. The Message Bible says.
I thought you did.
No, I read the King James. That's
oh,
why I was
okay.
Kind
oh,
of tickled. I was kind of tickled. I'm like, oops, that's okay. We need to hear that. It needed, what that word says, that we need to hear the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's all right. That's all right. From the Message Bible, spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit, anyone who knows what he's doing, has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. If we're spiritual people, we've learned to accept the teaching of the Holy Ghost. We've learned to do that. So if the Holy Ghost say, hey, you perfect, you perfect. If the Holy Ghost say, you can judge, you can judge. So who you going to listen to? Who you being taught by? Do that make sense?
Holy Spirit. Yes.
It makes sense.
That's right.
Yes.
Holy Spirit. Well, what the Holy Spirit going to say? He going to say what the Word of God say. In every situation, in every. It ain't going to put it off and say, well, you know that. No, it's not no matter debate. It's a matter of studying the Word of God and see what the Word says. Do what the Holy Ghost teaches.
Amen, amen.
Remember what the Holy Ghost does? It leads us to all truth. I don't care what truth you need. If it's a truth out there, the Holy Ghost got it. And I want
it. Amen. I do too, Pastor.
Yeah.
I do too.
Amen.
I want to know the truth about everything.
Yeah.
So it gives me that option. I'm planning on being gay. Don't want to be gay. But if it says okay, well, then I know, hey, if I want to, I could be. But if it says not to, then I'm not doing that one.
Amen.
Especially if it's going to affect my spiritual life.
Amen.
I mean, I did some stuff in my life. But if it's going to affect my spiritual life, I ain't doing it. Don't want it.
Amen.
I want to be instructed by the Holy Ghost, man. I want to be led by the Holy Ghost. Not no any kind of spirit. There are many spirits out here. Your neighbor probably got a good, because they'll give you money, and they'll give you a ride. They'll give you all this stuff. And you say, oh, man, you know what? That's a real good person. Don't believe it, man. You ain't try that spirit. Those are the ones you need to try. The other ones is obvious. It's them slick ones you need to try.
Amen. Say that faster.
Praise God. Amen.
It's them slick ones. I mean, you can take a lesson from the world. You think the world, I mean, come on now. That man out there buying that woman, he ain't got no job, and he buying her minks and buying her clothes and doing this for her and paying this for her, paying that bill, buying her all this stuff, and he ain't got no job. You better try that spirit.
That's
how pimps get rich. Well, baby, you know, when you was down, I helped you. I remember the car I bought you. Remember this coat I bought you. Now I'm out. Now can you help a brother? Well, I don't have no money, honey. Well, you know, you got that body. I mean, you know, I know some folks to pay you real well if you just, you know, just a few minutes. Well, see, I'm trying to show you that you sometimes you got to just go to the nitty gritty, baby, to find out the truth about things. You gotta try.
All right.
Too much information passed. No. See, with some things, you got to teach people the truth, man. I want you all to know the truth. Don't bother me.
Yeah.
I heard Mo say yesterday, talking about ain't nobody perfect. That rocked my world. Man, are you seeing this? You're the preacher that everybody admire. And you saying that people can't be perfect. You need to get off the radio.
All right.
You're responsible for these people. Because they're going to spread that same rubbish.
Amen.
But you said it. They got respect for you. They're going to say it. Because, see, somebody like me, I don't have a million followers. So you're in big shape. You're in bad shape. Yeah. Because he would look at me and say, well, where's your million and millions of followers? I'll say, well, you know, I don't have them in the flesh. I got them in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
I got a cloud of witnesses. Right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got them in the flesh. Big difference.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all stay blessed. And hey, we'll see.